This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
The marijuana eradication effort by the Sharp County Sheriff's Office on Tuesday resulted in several arrests. Sharp County Sheriff Mark Counts and his deputies, joined with the Arkansas State Police, Game and Fish, DEA, Drug Task Force, and the U.S. military from Jacksonville Air Force Base, with raids involving aerial views. As a result, several plants were found, one in Ash Flat 22 in the evening shade area. Christina Jerzik of Ash Flat was charged with misdemeanor possession of marijuana, and Jimmy D. Rogers of Evening Shade charged with manufacturing marijuana. The day before, on a tip from the public, authorities seized marijuana in Ash Flat residence backyard. The occupant, Jamie Inman, was cited for possession of marijuana. Then on Thursday, the Sharp County Sheriff's Office, Highland Police Department, and the district's Drug Task Force executed a warrant at a Highland residence and located marijuana and drug paraphernalia. The occupants of the residence, Scott Scrolls and Melissa McQueen, were both charged in that raid. The word is going out across Independence County today that some gaming devices that have recently popped up at various businesses are illegal and are to be taken out of public use. In a letter to these store operators and owners, Sheriff Steve Jeffries said a gaming device is a game or machine used for the purpose of playing any game, a chance at which money or property may be won or lost. He said maintaining or facilitating such gaming devices is a crime. The sheriff told the businesses that beginning September 12th, his department will strictly enforce Arkansas law that applies to the gaming devices. He went on to say that his officers will assist the prosecuting attorney's office in the prosecution of anyone who violates these statutes. He said to the businesses that he hopes that information is helpful to them as they avoid and prohibit any of the machines or devices from their business because of their illegality. And authorities across the state and beyond are looking for a vehicle that was stolen early Wednesday morning from Terry's Modern Builders at Southside. Police say it was a white in color 2003 GMC 4500 series truck, a dump bed, if you will, used to deliver lumber and other material. The company's name, Terry's Modern Builders, was on both front doors. An Independence County deputy noticed around 3 o'clock Wednesday morning that a cable was down that usually stretches across a fencing opening and called the owner. Police say the company discovered that the keys had been left in the truck's ignition. Authorities, as we said, have an all-points bulletin out on the vehicle to other law enforcement agencies. Truck valued at about $15,000. In Jonesboro, they think it may have been murder for hire. Three men were arrested in connection with the shooting death of a Jonesboro real estate agent. They're being held without bond after their first court appearance. Carl Kelly, Terrence Barker, and Johnny Hubbard appeared in court for a probable cause hearing yesterday. Police say Kelly's son-in-law, Mark Despain, was found shot to death last week in Jonesboro in his home. This is the Grandpa Jones Tribute Concert weekend at the Ozark Folk Center in Mountain View, featuring the Grandpa Jones Family Band. Special guests of the Jones family on Friday night, the Whites out of Nashville, and on Saturday night, the Quaby Sisters Band. Join the Jones family. Tickets are $20 and available at the Ozark Folk Center. They'll be the hot ticket this weekend. Just ahead on the Labor Day weekend, gasoline nearing the highest prices it's ever been for this time of year. The national average today was about $3.63 a gallon. Retail gasoline prices are rising even though motorists are buying less. Analysts say prices have been pushed higher by steady rise in demand in other countries. And most everybody will be off work on Monday, September 5th, a national holiday, Labor Day. But not all, but the majority, certainly. All government offices, city, county, state, and federal will be closed. All schools closed. Traditionally, Labor Day is celebrated by most Americans as a symbolic end of the summer. In U.S. sports, Labor Day marks the beginning of the National Football League and college football seasons. NCAA teams usually play their first games the Saturday before Labor Day. The NFL traditionally playing their first game the Thursday following Labor Day. The form for the celebration of Labor Day was outlined in the first proposal of the holiday, went like this, quote, "A street parade will start it to exhibit to the public the strength and esprit de corps of the trade and labor organizations, followed by a festival for the workers and their families," unquote. The first Labor Day was observed by the Central Labor Union of New York City in 1882. It became a federal holiday in 1894. And we hope your Labor Day is safe and enjoyed with your loved ones.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.